Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
21 days. Go to MarkSpain.com. That's MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
Yeah. This is a story. Man, they read.
You wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nail.
Johnny Cash.
You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break. I'm gonna break my. Gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break.
Somebody count the show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Gonna break my rusty cage.
I enjoy this. This is Johnny Cash doing Soundgarden's Rusty Cage. Album that was produced by Rick Rubin, but nothing is more painful than listening to him sing
Hurt.
Nine Inch Nails Hurt. I mean, like, it makes you want to cry, especially since he lost his wife, and I don't particularly like, I do like it, I don't love it, the Nine Inch Nails version of that song. I believe it was powerful, and it was good for what it was, but it's very 90s. But when you break it down and make it raw like that and make Johnny Cash sing it, you're like, oh, my God, these are really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a sad thing to hear.
And all those black and white close-ups of him, and you're like, oh.
His old leathery face.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know he's going to die soon. He knows it, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's sad. I've had an up-and-down, back-and-forth love-hate relationship with Twitter over the years. It's hard to walk away from 100,000 followers, so I feel like I have to keep it. But you people on Twitter are just dicks.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer and closer to just walking away from it altogether. Can we just go over just a guideline of what I like and what I don't like? Just so if we decide if we want to be friends, let's just be friends. Okay.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Let's start with Nicole. We were talking about those pencils, Carmen. That you said for blemishes and stuff.
Oh yeah, the skin
crayons.
Yeah. Nicole said, y'all are idiots. They're literally just crayons in various skin tone colors. And I wrote back, you should use some. And she wrote back, Dick, that's a perfect relationship. That is a perfect relationship between us. She was calling us idiots in a haha, you guys are idiots because you don't know what it is. But then I insulted her and she insulted me and we high-fived and we love each other. Then this guy. Now this guy, Robert, I know that you're I see you tweet a lot, so you're in a different category. Even if I get mad at you, I can't block you and put you away because you've been there since day one. But this is what bugs the absolute S out of me. Ads when opening the 102.5 The Bone app, that's 15 extra seconds. Sucks. Can we pay a premium? Stop bringing me your garbage. I don't care. I don't have it. I mean, look, if you have a legitimate complaint, send it to John Brennan. He's the program director. He deals with the app. I got nothing. I am in charge of 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and I don't care what happens around me. That's the absolute truth. These 4 hours are all I'm responsible for. They all I get paid for, and I can't control anything else. I just blocked somebody who told me to bring Slater back. I blocked you because that's beyond my control. Those are the kind of things that drive me out of my goddamn mind. I would rather you be like, hey, you're fat and ugly, but I kind of like your show. I'd be like, all right, cool. Thanks for listening. Sorry, we'll never bang. That I can understand, and we can remain friends. But when you start telling me, yelling at me for Slater or SBK or anything else you don't like on the station that I have nothing to do with, if you want to tell me that you hate Spanish and that you believe he's brings nothing to the show, well, then that's something I have control over. I don't necessarily want to hear it all the time.
Something in common.
Then we have something in common, yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily need to hear it all the time, you negative Nellies. But the truth is that it's just, you know, it just gets taxing after a while. I'm sick of fielding and dealing with this nonsense. I'll tell you right now, I don't even check our show Facebook anymore. The only thing that ever gets posted on there is when we post to Instagram and a double post.
Yeah.
Because you people on Facebook are the absolute worst.
So and many Karens.
And it's so hard to block on a show Facebook that I can't even tolerate it.
Locked in now.
Carmen, my favorite was yesterday when I posted, I found the picture of you giving the middle finger.
Yeah.
I was just scrolling through my phone and I found that and I was like, ooh, perfect for Monday. And I put it up there just to put something kind of cute and,
right.
and you know, keep the page fresh.
I reposted it.
People are like, most of people are like, that's Carmen, that's why we love her. And then other people are like, Carmen's so full of herself now that she's in, and you're like, all right, well, she did have a little incident on Friday, so I can understand. Then later on at night, it's the guys. Is it me or is Carmen's face getting a little chubby? Oh. First of all, the picture's old. I don't even know what year it's from. Second of all, who are you? Who are you, guy with no picture or guy with ugly fat wife, to call anybody else ugly? Like, you open yourself up to that. When you do that to Carmen, and then we look and go, well, let's see who this gem is that's criticizing Carmen. And it's you and your porky-ass wife with her spaced-out teeth and freckles. And you're like, well, now I can see why he's so bitter. Then you open up yourself for that sort of criticism.
Listen,
so just I know, Carmen, I get more mad than you do.
Yeah, everyone's an Instagram model until you go to look at their page. And then it's like,
I'm
looking at the
exact words.
I'm looking at the show Facebook page right now, and that picture talking about the very first comment, Jose Martinez says, "Chubby looks good on you."
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Jose.
Not all negative.
Yeah.
All right,
Galvin.
Mm.
There's one here that I found particularly annoying about you.
Oh, okay.
Galvin came in here on Friday before Halloween, not letting me know what his costume was going to be, and came in as Avocado Rocker, and it was fantastic. It was so good that my wife even hit me up later in the day and said Galvin was dead on with the Avocado
so good,
Rocker.
Yeah.
And then a woman, which I think may not be a woman, Debbie, said, look nothing like Avo, but awesome tribute to him. And I go, well, did you expect Galvin to get plastic surgery?
Yeah, so his face was the same. I can put on clothes that, he kind of wore or whatever. But
trying to trick you.
Right. And then she was like, I'm just saying, if you can't pull off the costume, then don't do it. That's all I'm saying. You got to be kidding me.
It's all or nothing.
She took time out of her day to write that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then she was mad because you covered your camera on Bone TV.
Oh, yeah.
I think she had a crush on you.
Oh, yeah. You know who else is mad about that?
Who?
Chad.
Oh, he hates it. He always wants to know, where's Galvin?
So, oh, really?
Why is Galvin's camera covered?
Now, the way that it works, because Mike lets Slater go, Monica does the traffic and stuff, so she's in the production room down there, and I said, hey, listen, since nobody's in the regular studio, I can do my stuff there. That's totally fine. So prior to the show, when I'm doing my stuff, I just cover that camera because I don't want to, you know, whatever I'm doing.
You're not on the air yet.
You know what I do to get ready for the show.
Yeah.
But then occasionally I'll forget to take it off for the first break there, whatever.
Oh,
and I guess Chad complained to Carmen. He's like, what's going on? I can't see my Galvin.
Yeah.
Chad and Debbie were very upset.
Yeah. Well, it's understandable.
And then Debbie is very critical of everything. You go to her page, she's got one follower, zero posts.
Oh.
So now I don't even think that Debbie is real.
Mm.
That's just the kind of stuff that drives me crazy. And the truth is that I'm going to be the first person to go, yeah, I just take a page out of Louis C.K.'s book. I'm not going to do something that makes me feel bad, but I'm not going to quit because of you. I'll just block you and move on. But then that's not a good relationship for us to have. Then I meet you out in public, and I'm like, oh, this guy's a really nice guy. He's like, yeah, you blocked me on Twitter.
That's why the mute. Mute is the superior.
No, I have no time. I'm not
you
a
know
mute
what
guy.
I say whenever
I'm not
people
a mute guy. I'm an in or out.
People say, oh, you blocked me on Twitter. I go, you deserved it.
Yep, you probably did
something. I don't know what you did, but you deserved it.
After the cuck lost the battle, a couple of guys came forward and they were like, hey, man, I like the show. I was in a bad spot before. I was under the influence. You blocked me on Twitter. And I'm like, I even had one guy, I go, I'll unblock you. And he goes, nah, I said some pretty awful stuff. And I said, yeah, you know what? I don't care. I go, we're at a different time now and things are cool. I'll unblock you. I don't care. You didn't make me cry. You didn't hurt my feelings before. I just don't want to deal with you. I just get to the point where I'm like, you know, because I also understand the same people on Twitter are the same people that come up to us on gigs and are like, I love the show.
Yeah, it's weird.
I just want to be a tough guy.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I get it. I just don't have time for it. So I'm like,
blocked.
Joe, I got to tell you, you did a great job on the cart.
I'm telling you, that is a fantastic bar.
Joe built an alcohol cart in here from scratch. He whittled the wood from a cherry tree I have out back. And then he had, but the light, Joe, what a great addition the light was.
Yeah.
I'm going to make more improvements, Michael.
What else can be done?
I don't know. I'll come up with something, though.
It really ties the room together.
It really does.
Yeah, definitely.
Calvin, I don't like to take advantage of our position on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the beginning, when I first bought my first house, people were like, dude, why don't you just have like lawn companies cut your lawn and you can just give them plugs on the air? And blah, blah. I was like, nah, it doesn't work that way. You don't want your whole show to be an infomercial for guys doing stuff for free for you.
Plus, right.
Most of that's illegal.
Yeah.
I don't. But if there's a company out there that's willing to come in here and make us a cool fish tank,
Listen, fish tanks are a lot of work.
I love a good fish tank. Listen.
Are you going saltwater or are you going to go regular freshwater?
It's easier.
Don't listen to him. He's an idiot. I would go saltwater because that's where you get the good fish.
Yeah.
But look at me. I was thinking about this. When you shoot the guests on camera.
Mm-hmm. Shoot them through the fish tank.
Alec Baldwin style.
With your one camera from 1984 in the corner.
Don't listen to that, Joe. When you shoot the guest, you shoot across the couch to the wall where there's a logo over there.
Right.
That wall, that space right there, what if we cut that out and put the fish tank in the wall?
Approved.
Now, people can't do that because on the other side of the wall, what's on the other side? Well, with us, it's perfect. Uh-huh. That's good access to the fish tank. There's, you know what I mean? I mean, there's plenty of room there.
Are we going
to
do it?
We aren't doing anything.
Templar.
Look, Templar can cut the hole in the wall. But, I mean, I need a
fish tank. They'll build you a fish tank if you want them to.
I don't know if those guys know about fish.
I think Joe could cut the hole.
Oh man.
Please. Just a quick question. Carbon wanted to know, next time we come over, do we have to wear rayon shirts and ponytails? Or...
No? She's saying that's a very like 80s, 90s thing.
Yeah.
A fish tank?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be loud. Bubbly.
We get some lava lamps.
That's what this idiot said. Yeah. What do you people think? When's the last time you saw a fish tank?
I'm
gonna hire a company. Companies take care of the fish tanks.
Yeah, but I mean,
you people are drags. Joe, it's me and you.
You're right. Well, I mean, a lot of radio studios have fish tanks, so it makes sense.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody does. Wouldn't that be really?
I think so because it's too loud and bubbly.
When Joe shoots all the equipment would be in that room.
Yeah,
Joe. That's where I'm gonna go. When Joe shoots across the couch, now the fish tank's in the background.
Can we put Joe in that room too? And we look into the fish tank, and Joe's like in the fish
tank. Looking in there. They take a good idea, Joe, and just crap all over it.
Drag.
It's
right here.
Drag.
We have guests. It'll be like when you go to SeaWorld, and all of a sudden there's a guy washing the tank. It'll be Joe just washing the tank from the inside.
They go,
you know?
Is there a little old man with a weed hat inside your fish tank?
He's just scrubbing the tank.
Be in there getting shrimp out, dipping shrimp.
This is not what I planned.
This is the show now.
We could build a tank, Gio, from your corner to this corner and have a nice big fish in there.
What did you say? I can't.
I said we can have in the wall a fish tank.
Very... intelligent creature.
I was distracted by the bubbly.
How do you like that?
Joe can literally spend the whole show in the tank. It won't make any difference for Bone TV.
Nope.
They'll be the exact same.
None whatsoever. Probably be an improvement.
All right. Great
idea.
What if we build a tank into the wall, and instead of putting water, we put some sort of reptile in
there?
I don't like snakes. I don't like lizards.
Bunch of spiders.
This is my iguana, Gary. You want to hold him? Hey, Bob Saget, you want to hold him while we talk to you?
Dean Calamaris had a Savannah monitor, and it kept escaping, trying to eat my rabbits.
Oh, my God.
Get a tarantula.
No. We had one of those? My first apartment that I lived in with this Freddy, and Freddy had a spider, a tarantula, in the living room.
Nope.
This is so funny, is that I rented a room from this townhouse from this guy Freddie that I was friends with, who I just ran into recently. And all I did was come home from work, go upstairs in the crooked steps into my room and go to sleep, and then get up and go back to work every day. I never did anything. I never went in the kitchen, never went in the living room. The only thing is he had a foosball in the front room where like I guess a dining room would be, and Pete and I would play foosball every once in a while. And then one day on a Saturday I woke up and I had nothing to do, so I'm like, let me go sit downstairs and watch TV because I didn't have a TV in my room. And I walked in there and Freddie had a tarantula in an open tank. It couldn't crawl up the glass, so it would just be... It was like you could read...
Nope.
Yeah, and I was like, how is this here? The whole time, I didn't know we had a giant spider downstairs. And I asked him, and he goes, oh, yeah, I have my feet in there. I was like, oh, I don't like
no.
that. So, no, I don't want a spider. I don't want a snake. I don't want a... When Dean Calamaris, when we went to... he lives out in... let's get a monkey. I'll get a monkey in a second.
Oh, no.
When we were at St. Leo, in St. Ed's dorm, Dean had a Savannah monitor, a giant lizard, in a tank with a lid on it, And we were around the corner, and we had two little rabbits in our room. And that monitor kept getting out and trying to... They thought it was because it was too cold, but it wasn't. It kept trying to come out and eat our rabbits.
No way.
Smell them in our room. Mm-mm. Yeah, imagine that. Imagine I wake up and a lizard's got my little rabbit polo with its head in its mouth. Oh, I'd be freaking out. Rabbit screams wake me up.
How big are these lizards?
The lizard was significant. It was a decent size. It didn't belong in a dorm room.
No.
Not a horse. We don't have any horses. And the rabbits were babies. They were little rabbits. I don't know where they came from, but we had two of them, and we never let them. We didn't have a cage, so they just walked around and crapped in our room. So when you walked barefoot, it felt like there was gravel on the floor.
What if you do a fish tank, but instead of getting a bunch of fish, you just do jellyfish? They're relatively inexpensive.
I like that.
Easy to clean.
You can kill yourself with them. I learned that from that Will Smith movie.
Yeah, and you could kill yourself with them.
I just got a text right here.
Ooh, real quick. What about a fish tank? Instead of fish, instead of jellyfish, jelly beans.
They don't make much noise either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not at all.
I got a text from a very reliable person.
No. Mm-hmm.
If you're serious, I know fish people. love JoJo.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. No, they're going to trade you cocaine.
Okay. All right. Whatever. I'm in.
Ryan from AVLT said, just put a giant TV back there and play the fish tank video all day.
There you go.
Probably also.
Perfect. Makes way more also sense.
A lot easier.
And that way you could change it to fireplace for Christmas.
Yeah,
you
jellyfish.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you could
way
do
better.
Different fishes.
We got in the first 13 minutes of my morning every morning are trying to figure out how to turn all these goddamn TVs on. Tune them all to the different channels without turning one on.
You
want to
take care of fish.
I don't want to take care of it.
You can't even turn a TV on.
I want to have it built, and I want to have a company come over every week and put the right chemicals in. I'm not doing nothing to it.
Who's feeding it?
Me and Joe.
Feeding it.
Joe and I will.
I'm responsible for feeding a turtle every day. Yeah. I keep a tortoise alive and a dog. I could throw some giblets in the...
You won't believe me, but I took care of my dad's saltwater fish tank when he would leave for business trips.
I do. Somebody has to be in charge of that when you go out of town.
Just so you know, they don't eat giblets.
No, they do. That's why your fish died. Yeah.
Well, my fish? I never had fish.
What are they called? Little fish
flakes.
Little fish ticks?
Not fish flakes. I'm having a saltwater fish tank. I want like a eel in there or something.
Yeah. We should just have a whole petting zoo for guests when they come over. You know, when they hang out.
You guys are always taking things out of context.
Love that idea.
To the next level.
We have fish, goats, dude,
that
tortoise,
guy from NASCAR was right about you.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. No. The only thing I thought about today outside was Ralphie's area is pretty significant in size and it doesn't need to be that big. What if we cut it down in size a little bit? Then we have that whole area back there to do something cool. But I don't know what that is.
Chickens.
Petting zoo.
For activities?
Chickens. Yeah.
Listen, Josh talked yesterday about getting chickens.
I would love to have chickens.
Josh
just
and
the
I,
mites freak mites. Me out.
Josh and I had a very good prepper conversation after the show. Josh was like, I got canned stuff, I got water, I've got refrigerators full of meat. You know, he's like, I got this and I got that. And we were comparing back and forth. And, of course, we got the ammo and the guns and all that. And Josh is like, I was telling Jen the other day, we should get some chickens.
That's
the problem right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus my neighbors would hate, they'd be like, oh, you have chickens? Great. And then they'd be like, hey, these guys got chickens, get me in trouble.
Mo had chickens and he killed them.
To eat them.
Yeah. Well, no, coyotes
Yeah,
got
coyotes got him and tore him up in his backyard.
Oof.
Josh said he would have chickens and then when he wants to, just cut them and cook them. I don't think I can
Delicious.
Do that.
Put it in the rec tech.
I mean, I don't think I can kill them. I can cook them. But I don't have it in me.
You
Unless I can shoot it from a distance.
Plucking them is really the hard
I'm
thing
not
to be
pull,
the.
I'm
oh
not
my God, it takes forever.
What do you. You pluck the chicken?
Watched my grandma do it, and I helped her a couple of times, but she had like a little special tool where you just put your finger over the feather and pluck them out real quick, but it seems like it's very tedious.
I feel like Joe's plucked a few in his time.
I absolutely have plucked a chicken.
You had a grandmother plucker?
I did. I had a grandmother plucker, yeah. We used to say that she was practicing Santeria, but I don't know.
I would
she
imagine
was.
So. Yeah. That's why she used to put the blood of the chicken in a cup instead of just letting it drain out.
She used to walk around with bloody hands, and it would always freak me out. Yeah, because she would just finish, and she'd be like, you're doing stuff back there.
My Aunt Lena used to walk around with a white glove on, and I thought it was because she liked Michael Jackson, but it was because she had bad eczema. We just thought she was cool. She was like 80 years old, and she was still walking with the one glove. We're like, man, she's got the one glove on. She knows what's up.
My uncle Terry used to have bloody hands. No explanation.
Carmen's dad's had bloody hands a couple of times. I guarantee you.
That's not true.
Those girls put up a fight.
No one has ever lived in his basement. That wasn't my dad.
I told them to calm down.
I told you, don't go by the basement, Carmen. No.
Is he still here?
No.
Oh, this guy doesn't want to meet us at all.
Dead giveaway.
Wait.
Did you go to see Holly?
Yeah.
I'll ask Holly for details. Huh? How good? Your Mima and Peepaw wanted to meet us.
Yeah.
Your mom wanted to meet us.
Yeah.
Your brother met us.
Yeah.
Barb met us.
Sisters, yeah.
Your hot cousin.
Yeah. Was it my dad?
Sergio has no interest.
He does not like attention, and you know.
We're going to give it to him.
Yeah, most serial killers don't want to.
Not a serial killer. That guy went
serial
to jail.
Serial kidnapper, I'm sorry.
And killed himself. That was not my dad.
Got to stay off the grid.
Fidel Castro, not my father. Not at all.
Doesn't want to draw attention. Travels the states in a van.
Loves people without eyebrows.
No.
Weird.
You don't want to tip off the feds.
I was back in the Earth Roamer. YouTube vortex again
last
night.
That thing is unbelievably beautiful.
I started thinking about just all the things you could do and places you could go.
I was watching a video, and I know there's supposed to be a lot of compartments for stuff your family needs, but really I just want to fill it with guns and flamethrowers.
So I watched a new video last night. Earth Roamer is this custom vehicle that sits on top of an F-550 truck, and it's just fantastic. But she goes, there's a hidden storage over here. And she's like, see if you can find it. And the guy opened the closet. He looked, and he's like, no, I don't see it. And she goes, all right, now open that drawer and push the button. And then she opened the closet, and the wall opened. That's great, because if you put your weapons in there and you get pulled over and you're in a state where you're not allowed to have them,
awesome.
I never find them. They're in the wall.
There was a video I saw. He didn't have it yet, but one of the guys bought an Earth Roamer, and he was getting together with a builder. He was making a panic room inside of his Earth Roamer.
He's really scared.
Yeah.
The worst part about that is, I learned this from The Sopranos. You lock yourself inside, they just set the car on fire.
Right? Yeah.
They just set it on fire on the outside. Oof. Smoke you out. That's my new obsession.
That thing's awesome.
So I'm
I'll get you two.
I was telling these guys off the air, and I'll tell you later, Gavin, but I invested in this little side business thing, and my whole purpose of it is to have enough money eventually to buy an Earth Roamer.
Yeah,
that's my goal.
It's a good goal.
Lord knows Shiba Inu isn't going to do it for me.
What's the side business? Fish tanks.
Yep. Yep. It's called being a good friend.
Yeah,
that's what it is. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll play a little Who's Tweet. We'll give some stuff away. Carmen, we still have St. Pete Run Fest to give away.
We do. Boom, 5K. Well, let's run it.
That, and you get to watch Next Big Thing for an hour.
No.
Day two.
You can't face the stage, though. You have to look up. You just have to look up in the sky. You can hear. You're not allowed to see. You can either hear or see. That's your choice.
You have to wear an eye patch the entire
time. Yeah, they either put a thing over your eyes so you can't see, or they put headphones over you.
Right.
You do one or the other.
Bird boxing. Spanish, what does Reddit say about your injection site for the vaccine, because mine still hurts?
You don't want to know.
What? Tell me, is that what the
chip
is?
Hold your phone up to it.
There's not a lot of chip stuff, but you're not alone. I can tell you that.
It's sore.
Millions of people. Yeah, but I guess what's starting to scare people is like how you brought up, where some guy I saw was, I think he had 8 to 9 months since he got the shot.
Mine.
Yeah, and his arm still, he said it still hurts the same as it did that day, which I don't believe.
It's just like a dull pain that I feel every once in a while.
I can't find a reason for it.
Well, they did stick me with a piece of metal.
Yeah, but I think it has to do with that the spike protein is causing what I read, but I don't know if, again, it's on Reddit, and the person said they were a doctor, but who knows? But they said you're having a muscle buildup, so it's like knotting the muscle.
That's what it feels like. There's a little knot there.
Yeah, so you just have to work it out.
I don't want to work it out. I don't want to grow to be a giant bicep.
Buff muscle, yeah.
Hey, so, okay.
Yeah.
If you put one of those transponder chips inside me, and I knew it was right here, and I knew I just had to take a knife and cut it out, I'll never do that.
No.
Dude, you ever get tested for your blood sugar where they prick your finger really quick?
Worse.
The anxiety of anticipating that thing hitting my finger is worse than any pain that it could cause.
I agree.
Yeah, but if I had to drive a knife into my own skin and cut out, I'd rather just a missile find me wherever I am. I'll wait to get hit.
No, you take a pair of needle-nose pliers. Like they do in the movies.
Listen, I got to tell you, I'm being kind of a pussy now talking about it, but the truth is when I have to cut my dead toenail, I get in there and do surgery. Like, when I'm done, it's a bloody mess.
Yeah.
But I have to every once in a while. I can fight a bobcat. I can use that special nail.
With 10 razor-sharp things on
it. I'm not afraid of getting hurt. I can't administer the pain to myself. Yeah. It's hard to look at it psychologically and go, I'm going to go stab myself.
Plus, the adrenaline takes over with the bobcat.
Yeah, look, I've been stabbed before. I have a scar over here. Somebody stabbed me with a knife and sliced it. Yeah. Didn't even feel it.
See, I would much rather get stabbed than sliced because I feel like slice really hurts way more than a stabbing.
You want to know one thing is... Jennifer Schultz fought some girl outside of a diner, and Jennifer Schultz was the hottest girl ever in my lifetime in high school, and she took a fork from the diner, and she swung at the girl with the fork and missed and stuck me in my hand, and the fork stuck in my hand. You want to talk about psychological? It was sticking in my hand, and she was the hottest girl in school, so I could show no pain, nor could I freak out in front of her, but I'm like, here's a goddamn fork. and it hurt, but I didn't really feel the pain because the adrenaline, but I was really scared that there was a fork in my hand. I pulled it right out.
I would have been like, Jennifer Schultz, I am seeing you naked. You've got to pay me back.
Show no emotion.
Dying to see what she looks like now. She was so hot in high school, but then again, so was Jennifer Graziano, and then she got really fat because she's the one who did Mob Wives, and I saw her in like a press photo. I'm like, yeesh, somebody's been eating the cannolis. All right, we got to take a break.